Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, it's What's on Your Mind?
I was born.
This is where we get the show going across the neighborhood.
There's no way I'm doing that dialect the whole show, man.
East to west, north to south. What's on your mind? Scott Henin, who I took to the airport yesterday, is off to Norway. In fact, he's there. He had to go Fargo to Minneapolis, Minneapolis to Amsterdam, 14-hour flight. And then I'm betting he didn't take the middle seat.
Well, I'm saying.
I think I would I would need a sedative to make that.
And then they flew into, I forget the city, but so they are there. They're already, they're getting the first day of the tour underway. So it's Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. Hosting today, What's on Your Mind? We've got a slew of friends that are going to be coming in here in the next couple of weeks, hanging out with Scott. We'll be checking in with Scott. After last year, we decided no more hosting from Norway. The internet just is not good enough. So that's where we are. But we said, hey, we've lined up some great ones. Jason Boer is going to be here tomorrow. Main man Jason Lewis is going to be here Thursday and Friday, kid. I'll tell you, Jason is ready to go off.
I bet.
A number of things, as we all are.
I'm just going to stay out of the way, man, on that.
Yeah.
It's like dumpy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awesome. So he'll be here Thursday and Friday. Today is, there's a lot of, in South Dakota, the primary today. There's a lot of primaries going on. You may be online, like our friend out in Vegas, friends in South Dakota. We have even friends in California that check in. California, you're voting today in a primary. We're going to see the California swamp in full display today. You're going to see, again, you're going to see hardworking, sick and tired Californians get cheated and outvoted by dead people because California is rampant with election fraud. I don't care. Call me out on it. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong that the people of San Francisco are consistently signing up to come out of the Ritz-Carlton on vacation and have to dodge human feces and syringes to get to their valet car that's been parked that cost them $50 to valet. Watch out for the... Watch out! Don't step from that! That is what is going on in San Francisco. L.A., they moved them all off the beach for the Super Bowl because they couldn't have all the hundreds of thousands of, thousands of homeless people in Venice and Santa Monica. Super Bowl was coming. We need camera shots at the beach. We can't have them there. So they moved them all downtown. They moved them all downtown. They pushed them all out and said, and literally said, well, you need to go downtown. I'm surprised they didn't provide Uber rides. But nonetheless.
Well, how do you know they didn't?
California is a hot mess. The gas is at $7. The taxes are completely out of control. But apparently, every election cycle, the good people of California keep voting for this nonsense. And they keep voting for this thumb that they live under named Gavin Newsom. What a tool this guy is. I mean, you look at this. Is that guy a slick willy or what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he is the epitome of a young slick willy. He's all, man, he's dolled up. He's got the product, man. His hair is immaculate, as Charles Barkley would say. Your hair is immaculate. But so a lot of primaries going on. So a lot of open falls. Let's just, it's Tuesday. We don't have to put any time limit on anything. What's on your mind? That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
So we'll go 800-228-0550. Dial it up. What's on your mind? Todd and I want to know. We want your power. You know, and I need some common sense. I just need some real people. I need, The other thing is we got to talk about is Thursday night on ABC, the highly produced theater that will be the January 6th select committee hearing.
Oh, Lord.
Which is anything but a hearing or anything but serious. They moved it to prime time. Weigh in on this for me. They moved this to prime time. They've hired a former ABC producer to produce the thing. To make it, you know, all that.
Got to have the optic there.
Are you going to watch it? Are you going to ignore it like we've been doing? Because the whole thing's a kangaroo sham anyway. Nancy Pelosi picks the jury for the trial she's overseeing. Right, yeah. Nothing to see there. But I'm going to watch it. Here's the reason. I'm going to watch it just for the fodder and the content. Because the audio is going to be gold coming out of that thing. The nonsense is going to be gold. And you can. I just want to see the production.
Yeah, that's my problem. It's going to be nonsense. I just
yeah. Talk about wag the dog, huh?
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Maybe I should just make a bowl of popcorn and watch the show.
Yep. All right. Ways to get a hold of Todd. 800-228-0550. We want you to weigh in and leave a message at 855-217-76. You can shoot us a text at 701-237-1590. For our text line, email, studio, what's on your mind? Is it studio, what's on your mind, radio.com?
Yep, it is.
That's where we go. Studio, what's on your mind, radio.com. Sylvester is in South Dakota. What's
up,
Sylvester? What's happening, Sly? What's on your mind?
Nice to talk to you. You know, it's our election day here, and talking about California, I'll bet they haven't got an ounce of election integrity.
No, they don't. They don't. Neither does Illinois. Neither does Pennsylvania. We can go down the states that have none left. They don't.
And even South Dakota. You know, I've tried to get some traction on our elections, and it comes down to our state's attorney, and they don't even want to talk about it. Really, it's just like everything's okay. So that really makes me wonder if everything's really okay, even in South Dakota.
Well, did you see the new finding that on the Dominion machines, the government, I forget the assessing agency or whatever, I forget who did the audit or whatever, found that they in fact are vulnerable to hacks, but no one hacked them in 2020. Don't worry about that.
Right.
That's literally what they said.
Nothing to see here.
Well, we found that the machines are vulnerable to privacy issues and hacking, but nothing happened in 2020.
Right.
Don't worry. I don't know how you said it with a straight face.
How stupid do they think we are?
Incredibly.
Incredibly. Yeah, you don't know what, want to know the answer to that one.
Yeah. Well, you've got a. Have you voted already in the down there? Are you voting to get out today?
I'm going to get out. We're going to have to mud out today.
Yep. All
we
right.
We had a pretty good rain. But I'd really like to encourage the South Dakota voters. You know, we need to replace the rhinos, and this is the time to do it. And
yep.
Steve Haugard, he's a good guy. I talked to him, and he says, the Constitution gives the federal government no right to have a Department of Education. You know, it's not constitutional to have a federal Department of Education.
It is
South
not.
The Dakota Constitution requires that the schools teach a good history, a complete history, and that they teach the students how our government works. And they failed on both points. You know,
I agree. Yep. There's a lot of common sense, and I think a lot of friends and family down in South Dakota, you know, in-laws are in Aberdeen, I've got friends in Sioux Falls, other friends out in the Black Hills and Pierre, and, you know, there's a lot of great common sense in South Dakota. And one thing I think that, you know, when you come to, like, you're talking about Kristi Noem, and she kind of, I'm just a big fan, but then I talk to friends of mine, they talk about Thune, John Thune, and the word rhino comes up quite a bit. And, you know, I thought John Thune was like, but, you know, then some of these guys, you think that, oh, in those states, that they've been there a long time, they're doing this, and people must like them. But from what I'm hearing, like Dusty and Thune aren't as popular as maybe people or themselves might think they are.
Right. Yeah. No, I think they get rhino-ized when they stay in Washington too long.
Write that down, Todd. We got a new term. Rhino-ized. Perfect. Sylvester,
well,
thanks, brother.
It does explain it, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Sly. Appreciate the call. You might have called you Sly, do you?
I've been called all kinds of things.
There you go. All right, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, Sylvester checking in. 800-250-550. Yeah, my boy. I'm always going for the famous Sylvester. Is it Sylvester the cat or Sly Stallone, you know? One way or the other. There.
What's up?
Yeah, right. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind? A couple of headlines that I got. A friend of mine, we were talking earlier on our local show about gas prices and Pete Buttigieg and the team. You know, they are working on it. They are getting it done for you.
Are you holding your breath?
The thing you need to realize is it's not their fault. It was Putin's fault. But now it's the oil company.
The Biden White House is also reportedly terrified.
Yeah, of everything else. But get this. Diesel prices smash another record. And now, according to the Farm Report, the U.S. is one hurricane away from running out of diesel. We'll have that for you coming up next. 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in the sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great, look great, be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back, Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. What's on your mind? On the air, everywhere. Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team. They've got the deal on the slippers is still going on. Round the clock, round the calendar. I've already purchased my second pair that I haven't even put on other than tried on when I got them, because my first pair are stellar. I'm two winters through on these things, and they are phenomenal. Right now, limited time, they got $90 off a pair of my slippers. Think really high quality, like Uggs. They heavy leather, fur-lined, memory foam, thick soles. They don't separate. They are heavy-duty for this part of the world, especially in the winter months. Blowout sale going on. Won't last long. They've taken 2 years to develop them. He did design them with the team from Uggs, so they're very familiar, very similar. You can wear them anywhere, really. Once they that memory foam and the impact gel in there, once they form to your feet, oh, man. 800-506-9028. Promo code is Scott at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square on the homepage there, and you'll see the promo code. Do your shopping. Promo code is Scott. The offer is coming to an end soon, so order now. Promo code is Scott at MyPillow.com. Killer deal on the MyPillow slippers right now. And there's all kinds of different BOGOs and specials that they have all the time, so. Todd and I thought, well, you know, it's primary in South Dakota Day. There's a lot of elections coming up around. Shout out to your candidate today. We want more on what's on your mind on at 800-228-0550. So dial it up, whatever's on your mind. You can shoot us an email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text us 701-237-1590 or leave a message 855-200-1776. There you go. Let's see here. A couple of emails in. Got an email from, who's this from? Dan. Heard a gun safety PSA talking about unsecured guns. I've heard the same one. Lock up, make sure, you know, trigger locks and things like that around the home. Because it is a problem with, and it has been a problem with, you know, laying up. Emailer Dan says, when I grew up, the long guns were in the closet, the handguns in nightstands and glove boxes, and my dad, drug me and a brother around with him everywhere he went. We were 7 or 8. Not once did we have as much of the negligent discharge, let alone accidentally shooting ourselves or each other. My friends didn't either. Now, that's true. It says, who got dumber? You know, I think it's
loaded question.
A great question. You know, and he goes on to say, parents, by not teaching their kids to be safe or worse, teach them to be fearful. Kids unable to learn what they're being taught, paying attention, retaining that information and that knowledge. Boy, there's a lot to that, Dan. Appreciate the email. You know, I grew up in the same era. I mean, we'd go out and grew up in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis, up in Osseo, and we'd go up to Dayton, or we'd shoot out to, you know, out to the Western Metro and duck hunt in the morning and roll into school with dead ducks and loaded guns in the back of our trucks, and no one ever thought to grab one and do anything
evil with it.
But evil has gotten a foothold. Evil has made its way into a lot of our lives, and evil has been allowed to propagate, and evil has been allowed to be, you know, and I go back to Scott's played it many times. I've played it over the years. You have too, Todd. The Paul Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
The devil.
Yep.
One of the
nails
big takeaways, if I were the devil, Paul Harvey says, you take what's good is evil, and what's evil is good. And, you know, we celebrate, you know, this and that and these truly nefarious, you know, dark existences. And then that's okay, though. That's okay, though. You do you. You get a trophy, too. And it's just part of a multitude of things that has deteriorated, you know, our mentality, our, you know, our society, all of it to where we are right now. And I'm telling you, man, if we don't turn this around, if we don't get a grip on this, especially with the next generation of, you know, get some discipline and get some common sense and get some critical thinking going again, we're in trouble. Not to mention the trouble we're in just from the people that are not real people. The non-serious people that think you can shut off a pipeline and cancel permits and leases. And, you know, but the president says, by the way, I found the Buttigieg. Listen to this guy. This is the guy now that says, oh, hey, it's not Putin's price hikes. It's not our fault. It's the greedy oil company.
We also know that the price of gasoline is not set by a dial in the Oval Office. And when an oil company is deciding hour by hour how much to charge you for a gallon of gas, they're not calling the administration to ask what they should do. They're doing it based on their goal of maximizing their profits. It's been very striking right now to see these oil companies who have become almost ridiculously profitable.
This guy is the transportation secretary of our country, and he clearly has no grasp of supply and demand. Now, I'm not a, I'm not a logistics expert, but I do know enough to know that when you mess with supply and demand stays the same, you had a little something to do with the switch off. Okay, you fool. Excuse me, but that's what he is.
Econ 101 stuff here.
We can't flip a switch and turn it back on. Well, you certainly flipped a switch and turned it off pretty quick.
Yeah.
How long did it take Biden to sign his name on the executive order to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline?
Yeah.
Cancel the permits. How long did it take him to sign that executive order, you yutz? You putz! But he's allowed. First of all, he's the guy. He's the transportation. He's the guy. And you play.
We also know.
We
also know that the price of gasoline is not set by a dial in the Oval Office. And
not.
Well, no, a dial.
Not serious people. He is not. Is he maybe the best little politician, his most polished little politician we've seen in.
He won't be the transportation secretary the next administration, guaranteed.
Man.
Can't get there soon enough either.
So, weigh in 800-228-0550. Got a nice thanks for the text message. Got a friend texted in, said, yay, Todd and Kevin today. It'll be a great show. Todd and I appreciate that.
That guy Kevin's here. It might be a great show.
Let's see here. Another text. Try to get Julie Kelly on to discuss the infamous January 6th Capitol event. Some updated light needs to be shown on what is happening there. Mm. Disappointing our state representatives are accepting this double standard instead of standing up for these American fundamental rights. No question. This January 6th thing is a total SS. Okay, somebody messaged in. A total, you know what. It is. It's an joke. And what's amazing to me is that we've gone through this phrase so many times. They are either that stupid or they think you're that stupid. Okay. And the answer is they think you're that stupid. They think you're so stupid that you can't see through this. So you can't see that this is, this is a number of people doing some really stupid things on that day. And the number of people you could, count into the, 10 of us could count them on two hands. That's versus the tens of thousands that were there that didn't do anything. That were just, looking to get out of there and trying to, get an Uber on the day that went down. But it's a complete, absolute, and agree with the texter completely. Thune is terrible. Gotta go. There you go. And I hear that more and more from South Dakota, too. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Todd and I wait and dial it up.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexican President Obrador has dropped out of the Summit for the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden was not inclusive, denying Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua an invitation. It's a setback to President Biden's leadership as China's influence in the region is growing. Ukrainian troops were engaged in fierce street fighting with Russian soldiers as the Kremlin push for control of the eastern Donbas region continues. Elon Musk has a right not to consummate his acquisition of Twitter and a right to terminate the merger agreement. That's according to a letter from his lawyers to the Twitter General Counsel Monday morning. Musk has been complaining of resistance from current Twitter employees as a sticking point. As some may want to remember, today is National VCR Day. It's also musician Prince's birthday. He passed away in 2016. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Just chatting about that, I saw this one come up and talking about the
running on empty.
I'm noticing that the freeway that I can see outside of our building here in the eastern part of the state, and that I see on my commute, is noticeably fewer cars, fewer trucks running around. It's pretty evident, and. They want to say, hey, yeah, you know, no one's going to drive any less. So the demand will stay right. And even if that was true, which it's, you know, it's not, because people are clearly driving less because they can't afford it.
Right.
But the demand is still way off the charts because, first, you know, we can't stop driving trains. We can't stop shipping containers. We can't stop driving semis. We can't stop driving for the work we need to do. And because of that, there you go. But it's amazing how, to me, you just didn't see it. We were in the Lakes Country in Minnesota last weekend on Saturday. Usually you see jet skis buzzing around and pontoons and boats and stuff at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No, way down.
Yeah, see, that's everything. All the recreational stuff.
Couldn't believe it. Like, man, oh man. But don't worry, it's all the oil companies are doing this. Yeah, oil companies,
And then watch the subsequent inflation as goods are transported. The transportation cost is, of course, higher with diesel being so much higher.
Yeah.
And the cycle, it's like a snowball thing, and the cycle of inflation is going to be frightening when this gets played out. I hope we can get back down to under, you know, we got over $4 and we got under $2. Can we do that again?
I hope we can. By the way, we're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, which started in 1908. They have high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck and Mandan area, but across the region. Into Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota as well. We talk a lot about IAQ, especially during the vid. That's indoor air quality. There are systems and amazing systems, the Sonovox, this UV air cleaner that they've got, pulls bacteria, viruses, mold out of the air, scrub your air big time. I mean, literally give you new air, turn that air over, you know, within hours, if not minutes, depending on the size of the unit. They're really unbelievable. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Tell them we sent you. Came across an article from the Farm Report about what we were just talking about with diesel. This is on the the Daily Scoop, which is it's the U.S. Farm Report that was released on the 4th, Farm Journal Report, diesel prices. The headline is diesel prices smash another record. We know that as is gasoline. And the U.S. is now one hurricane away from running out of diesel. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Think about what that means. Diesel prices smashed another record on Friday with prices hitting $5.58 a gallon. NOAA is predicting an above normal hurricane season. That is not good news. Not only for crop production close to the Gulf Coast, already short diesel supplies that we're facing. Of course, when the Gulf Coast, we talk about the Gulf Coast, we have to talk about refineries. The start of the hurricane season is underway as of Friday. And this is going down. If the tropical storm would track farther west, depending on, there's tropical storm warnings for the weekend. And we're going to be dealing with this, and more than likely, we're probably one Category 3 storm away from a shortage, and that Category 3 storm would have to take aim for an area roughly from the Mississippi River to Houston. Okay? Very, very likely. Very possible. Above normal hurricane season. Now, that's a really sensitive area. Okay? Refining. Offshore oil production as well. Now, think about that for just a second. Not only running out, but literally dropping below the point. It won't matter if there's container ships sitting off the coast of Los Angeles. It won't matter that the containers are unloaded and they're sitting at the port of Los Angeles waiting to be driven. It won't matter that there's rail cars full of automobiles waiting to be delivered to the distribution points across the Midwest and across the country. None of that will matter because there won't be any diesel to run the locomotives. And then when the stuff does get there, maybe no diesel to run the trucks to bring it to our stores.
Yep.
That got anybody else worried? Anybody else? I mean, that is to say that we've come to this, it's mind-boggling. And it goes to prove our point again. These are not serious people with any serious solutions for anything. They are troublemakers and problem causers. And if they had a solution, well, we know what it would be because we're acutely aware of the energy and the oil industry in North Dakota. I mean, and what it's done. But don't pay any attention to that. Pay attention to the prime time January 6th Select Committee on Thursday as they unveil their findings on the January 6th. Pay attention to that. Don't pay attention to the southern border. Oh, look at that. Pay attention to the bad gun we can't let anybody have. It just is it's mind-boggling to me. But to think that we are one hurricane away from crippling our diesel supply chain and our ability to even refine it. That says it all right there. They don't care. Care about you? Or me? They did. Maybe they'd get ahead of that a little bit. But it's the greedy oil company's time. See ya.
Okay.
Just ask Mayor Pete, the greedy oil companies. I can't. It's. Want to talk about the? We got a couple texts into text 701-237-1590. A lot of texts actually. We appreciate you've called though. We'd like to talk to you. Todd and I like to talk to you. Here's a good one. Let's say the Democrats stormed the U.S. Capitol to stop the count if a Republican won the election. Would you think that would be a big joke and a nothing burger? You Republicans would never forget this. First of all, not a Republican. Conservative. Big difference. I would say to that texter, the phrase, stop the count if a Republican won the election. You're talking about legitimately won the election? Well, it probably wouldn't have happened then. Joe Biden did not legitimately win the election. And if you think that there's any legitimacy going on in California today, their primaries, think again, or anywhere else where the cheating and the voter fraud is rampant. So you know, get back to me when, you know, when it, that's a great flip-flop, great scenario, but you got to put in there legitimately won the election. Hey, guys, not one drop of oil has ever flowed through the Keystone XL pipeline. Canadian oil is foreign oil. That's true. That's true. But we had, I think there were refining deals, weren't there, Todd, with that? I mean, if we were, it was Canadian oil working their way to our refineries. I think there would have, I don't know the whole plan, but yeah, that's true. So yeah, he screwed Canada over as well in that, with that little executive order. When I was in fourth grade, Texter says, I took the Remington 22 that my grandpa had given to me to school, show and tell. Nobody thought anything about it. I think I may have taken the bolt out of it before I took it into the school, though. Yeah, remember that. We had gun safety in school. We had gun safety. Did you have gun safety in school, Todd? We had gun safety.
No, and you think
that's where we did it.
Growing up right on Lake Street in Minneapolis, you'd have thought we would have.
Yeah, right.
Because deer gun opener, even in the inner city like that, was like ghost town.
Yeah.
So, obviously, guns were a part of the culture, but just a little bigger.
Another texter, I live in Custer, South Dakota. Thune is okay. Dusty has to go. He supports and defends Liz Cheney. I've heard a lot about Dusty Johnson. Yeah, it's is it Johnson? Confusing him with the golfer. But, yeah, I've heard a lot about that, too, but not a South Dakota resident. So, coming up a little later on the program, it is primary day, so we've got the Midwest Regional Director of Communications, Preya Samsundar, is with the RNC. Preya is going to talk to us just about the primaries in South Dakota. There's Iowa as well today. Touch on some other states and what trends we're seeing across the country with the elections that are going on with the primaries today. The big one to watch, I think, is California. Just watch the... watch the same people win the same races, get the same results, and do the same thing, which is nothing. Okay, Tech says, hey, just drop a nuclear bomb in the hurricane. Yeah, that'll fix it, right?
There you go.
It says, hey, you guys think folks are driving less? Come on down here to the Black Hills and witness all the out-of-state motorhomes and fifth-wheel camper and bumper pull campers. The numbers are not down out here at all. I would believe that. I'm just saying where I drive and watching the north-south traffic here on I-29, noticeably less. Noticeably less. A couple of other texts, and we'll get some calls. Companies like BlackRock are using our money for our 401k to invest in companies based on ESG standards rather than profits. That is happening right now. What are our representatives doing? Boy, that's a great question. I don't know enough about this ESG, the social governance thing, but to me, it sounds like another little Trojan horse for death by a thousand cuts type deal. And I don't know. We'll see. Let's get to some calls. Why am I not seeing the calls?
I don't know. There's a full bank of calls here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you seriously? Wow.
I was
boy. You want me to hit on them here?
No, let's get going here. They just
Jamie and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, morning, guys. First, Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is. Yeah, you don't have a dial in the White House, but your policy and regulation towards oil companies, petroleum companies, whatever you want to call them, that does directly affect the price of gasoline. So, yeah, you guys are responsible for the high prices. And anybody calling and trying to dispute that, it's bull. And we're talking about you guys wanting people to call in for your candidate. Well, I'm a Bismarck mayor's race. I'm a Steve Bakken backer. He's a Republican. He's a conservative. I mean, he hasn't done everything right, but he's been a pretty dang good mayor. And Schmidt's had a meet and greet, so I went down to meet with him last week. And I didn't talk direct policy with him, which I didn't want to do. I wanted to talk, you guys want to hold me over? It's going to take more than 30 seconds.
No, you're good.
So I hear your music playing.
Cool. Wow, I don't even hear music playing. How come I don't get music today?
We'll hold you over. Don't worry. Yeah, you bet, Jamie. Hang on. We'll hold you over for sure.
Yeah, right, you bet. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Somebody plug me in. All right. Okay, sorry I didn't see the screen there, but we got you coming up. So stay on the line. Don't go anywhere.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show in Rides, a satisfied customer of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love hot spring spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns and a problem with this country. We took God out of the schools in the late or mid-60s, and shame on the government for that. The government is the problem. If we were praying for this country instead of making laws, this country would be much better. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. 855-217-76 if you want to leave a message like that gentleman did. You know, that's part of it. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and for Scott, who's in Norway. Beginning the Norway tour with the Juven folks. They got a half of a plane load. They went over yesterday, and for 14 hours, Minneapolis to Amsterdam, they finally landed in. Is it Sternhout? I got to get the city they landed in, but it's where they're starting the tour. So I know his lovely bride, Marie, this morning is acting tour guide and on it. They're having a lot of fun. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. June specials, They've got all kinds of great stuff. Buck 19 for an M&M king size, by the way. Big, big king size, buck 19. Red Bull energy drinks on sale. They've got just pretty much across the store. And then remember, the 4 for $4 is always there. And if you're hungry today, it's Tuesday. Valley City's got the hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Harwood's doing taco mac and cheese. Meatloaf or chip beef on West Main Avenue in West Fargo. 12th Avenue in Fargo, mac and beef. Tacos on NP Avenue. Tater Tot hot dish homemade at Glendon. And Salisbury steak on 45th in Fargo. It's home cooking. It's grab-and-go convenience. It's PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. All right, you wanted to wrap up with Jamie. 800-228-0550 is the number. On the Bismarck, mayor. You were talking about the mayor race in Bismarck, Jamie.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to talk about the meet and greet I had with candidate Mike Schmitz.
Yeah.
So I don't usually talk like direct policy with people. I just ask them certain questions to kind of get a feel of what kind of person they are and what side of the aisle they're on, because it's supposedly not a nonpartisan thing, but that's bull too. So the first question that I asked him was, you know, less than a year after Bakken was elected mayor, the Parkland shooting happened, and they had millions of dollars worth of anti-gun organizations funding them to go to each state. Well, they came here, and there was a Second Amendment rally to defend our civil rights against these people from coming up here by the Civic Center. And Todd remembers that. In fact, I think he had Cody Shue on, Todd, the day that happened.
Yep, sure did.
And, yeah, so Mayor Bakken showed up there. He spoke. He was there to support our rights. And I asked Schmitz if he would do that. And he said there's no way that he would attend something like that. He would never go to a gun show. And then he probably proclaimed that he owned guns, but they were locked up in his house. They were locked up. So I asked him about AR-15s. He said, no, I don't own one of those. I said, well, what about other people's rights to own them? He said, I don't think anybody should own any semi-automatic firearm. He didn't say AR-15. He said any semi-automatic. So he's going to be an anti-gun mayor right there. I mean, I don't care if he owns guns. If you don't support everybody's gun rights, you're an anti-gunner. Number two, I asked him about mask mandates. And he said, follow the science. And at his own business, he made his employees wear masks. So whatever, if another one of these things comes through and there's a big mask mandate, he's going to go exactly with what the science is going to tell you. And the last question I asked him was whether he supported President Trump. And he said, supported or voted. And I said, whatever, voted for him. He said, the first time around I voted for him. The second time I didn't vote for either guy, which I think is bunk, which means to me he voted for Joe Biden. So he doesn't support President Trump. So what you're going to get as a mayor with Schmitz is you're going to get yourself a woke Democrat. And if that's what you want, then that's what you're going to get if you vote for him. Because there's no way I'm voting for that. I'm voting for Steve Bakken.
All right.
And
there you go.
That's all I got for my pitch for my candidate right there. I appreciate you guys' time. You have a great day.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Northeast South Dakota on the primaries in South Dakota. Jim, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Hey, I just wanted to put a warning out to all your farmers and ranchers up there that raise sheep, because they could be headed to South Dakota today to vote for John Thune and Dusty Johnson. And these two are phonier than a $3 bill. Dusty and Thune both are absolutely committed to the big Y that Joe Biden won, which we can see through the overwhelming evidence, whether it's the movie Rigged, 2,000 Mules, all the information that's coming out from other sources. It's just absolutely incredible the amount of data points that are showing that this thing was completely stolen. And it sounds like there's a lot more information coming out here this summer from Through the Vote as well. They say they've got some big information coming, but I just think it's really important that everybody vote against these two clowns, because that's exactly what they are. And you look at all the problems of education, all the shootings, all this LGBT stuff going on. What has John Thune done in all the years he's been there? What has he done? I can't think of a thing.
And well, to me, you know, Jim. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I've got it on good authority that he brags about the farm bills he's passed. Well, every one of them farm bills has added more restrictions to us farmers. And I've got that on good authority from one of Sonny Perdue's aides that told me that. They had a meeting, and John Thune was all in favor of the radical environmentalists and not the farmers. So that's a fact.
you know, what you look at too, Jim, I mean, when you look at the, you know, the established two-party system, you have obvious, defined, definite, you know, stances on both sides of the aisle the way they are. And when those stances aren't maybe as solidified as you think they are in the people you believe in, then you get the term rhino come up. And I'm with you, man. At this point, they got to go. You got to go, man.
I gotta add one more thing. We've got two fantastic candidates, Taffy Howard and Bruce Whalen. Vote for them. They are true Americans.
I like them both. I'm a big fan of Hugh Hewitt, and he endorses both of those guys. Jim, or both of those people, Taffy and what's the other one? We'll find out.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.